You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Broadway, Broadway, in all of its glory, we all have a memory, we all have a story. Was there an understudy, or did the show stop? Did you see Barbara before she shot to the top? Join us as we revel in a reverie, it's my Broadway memory.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSMusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Every episode of My Broadway Memory begins with a segment we like to call Good News, where we bring on a correspondent to share some good news with our listeners to bring hope during these difficult times. In order to make the podcast experience more consumable for our listeners, we've decided to separate Good News and the Main Event segments into two separate seasons. Season 1 is all of our Good News segments, and Season 2 is all of our Main Event segments. Without further ado, here's this week's Good News.
This is a friend who is was just introduced into my life, and very swiftly, and I'm so thrilled to have Dimitri Moise with us for some good news. You might have seen them on Book of Mormon and in Book of Mormon and Beautiful, and they are going to talk about Claim Our Space Now. And Claim Our Space Now is an organization that is emboldening urgent action to dismantle white supremacy and save Black lives. So, Dimitri.
Good news.
Right? I know, I love that video so much.
It even surprised me this time.
I know, like happy. I know, it surprised me too. But happy Pride, Dimitri.
Pride.
Just got water today.
Why are you drinking water?
Staying hydrated.
Good for you.
Yeah. We're the worst influence, Dimitri. Like, we're just like, anytime there's alcohol, I will take it.
No, usually, I'm yes, there. But I'm a bartender and I have to bartend for the next 2 days. So I think the next 2 days are going to include some liquor.
Okay, good.
I bartend in New Jersey, up by where I live.
Okay. Yeah. And they're like open. You're like open.
Yeah, there, we have outside seating now. So we're back.
Wow. We're back.
We're back.
Dimitri.
Michael.
Hi. So Dimitri, you were just Michael. On you were just a guest on your Multi-Hyphenate on my podcast, mm-hmm. and we were speaking about call to action, and you know, we were talking about your hyphens being actor and activist, and you are the chair of an amazing organization, Claim Our Space Now, and I was wondering if you could talk about that and fill us in.
Sure. Well, it's been a wild 3 weeks, but you know, in the wake of everything that has been going on, I started talking to a colleague of mine from Beautiful. We were on tour together, and we were having this conversation. And my colleague Marla Louisson, who's the founder of Claim Our Space Now, was talking to me about this vision that she had, where she really wanted to save and defend Black lives, but with the realization that it takes all of us to make that possible. In order to make sure that Black lives are protected, we have to work together. And that's really where Claim Our Space Now was born. And as you said, we are an organization that's emboldening urgent action to dismantle white supremacy and save Black lives. But we understand that that movement is intersectional. There are Latino people, Latinx people who are Black. There are Indigenous people who are Black. Black people speak Spanish, they speak Arabic, they speak French. So how do we reach all of those people and really show that all Black lives matter? And that's really where Claim Our Space Now was born.
It's amazing. So talk to me more about, is there any way, because with Good News, I love there to be a sort of call to action for our listeners and our viewers. So is there any way that we can get involved with Claim Our Space Now?
Absolutely. So we're launching tomorrow on Juneteenth. And for those of you that are not aware, Juneteenth is the last official day of slavery in the United States. So it's a very important day for Black Americans, which is why we decided to make that our launch day. So first, you can follow us on Instagram at Claim Our Space Now. You can find us online. We're going live tomorrow at www.claimourspacenow.org. And we're also having a call to action for early voters in New York, where all of our board members, we're voting tomorrow safely with our masks and making sure that we're all protected. But we're taking selfies at the polls, exercising our right to vote on Juneteenth. So we're inviting any of you who are listening who are in New York and have an early voting poll near you to take a selfie and tag us at Claim Our Space Now.
That's amazing. Brian, you were going to say something?
No, I was just going to say, I was looking at your Instagram earlier for it, and it looks like you guys have, so you guys put together a board for this?
Yeah, so what ended up happening was, this was a project that turned into something much bigger, and we're now we're a nonprofit organization. We are about to sign up, which is like crazy.
That's a lot of work. So
yeah, it took to like get to the Charities Bureau, especially in the wake of COVID. We're very lucky, and we're in the middle of fundraising now. We already have people matching our grassroots donations, which is so exciting. We have a launch event tomorrow on Zoom, so if you want to DM us and RSVP, our special guests are going to be Brandon Nace, founder of Broadway for Racial Justice, and Rosemary Ketchum, who just won in West Virginia, the first openly trans elected official in West Virginia. So we're going to have an amazing hour, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So DM us for the Zoom link, and we're going to send that out a few hours before the event tomorrow.
Oh, on Saturday. Really cool.
Yeah.
Dimitri, you're just the model of an activist leader. It's just like I'm every time I'm around you, I just like I feel there's this energy, and I'm so inspired by what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to get involved with Claim Our Space Now. I mean, it's I think exactly what the world needs, especially the theater community as well.
Yeah.
Because I know that there's so much energy. There's so much energy that's happening.
And there's so many people that want to get involved and don't really know where to start. And that can be really overwhelming at times.
And
right,
I feel like, you know, really anyone can be an activist. Anyone can make change. You don't have to have, like I always say, you don't have to have like 10,000, 11,000, 100,000 followers. If you've got 200 followers and you're posting about something that that you want to speak truth to power, that's 200 people who are seeing that message, and that's important. Speaking of the Broadway community, we started a petition that called upon the Nederlanders because of their fiscal support to Donald Trump and the RNC, and less than 12 hours after Claim Our Space Now launched their petition, Jimmy Niederlander emailed us and said he was donating $50,000 to Black Lives Matter. And our petition is at 10,000 signatures, and it's still going. So also, if you're listening, change.org, calling on the Niederlanders to really show up and defend the Broadway community, because how can you support someone who is so clearly against Black lives, LGBTQ lives, and so many of us are on stage behind the scenes and creating this incredible art that people come to see.
And what's so important that people are like actually realizing and looking into these things now. And so now that's not going to go unnoticed if they donate to something in the future that doesn't go along with the people who are paying them for services and supporting their work. Yeah. So I think people are going to be held more accountable from now on.
Yeah, I think so. And it's not a bad thing to be held accountable. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It doesn't mean that you're racist. It just means that we're trying to create space for more people. And I feel like if you create space for the most marginalized among us, we actually create space for everyone. So even though this is a really uncomfortable time, I think that I can feel something coming that I think will be really beautiful on the other side.
Mm. Yeah.
Heard.
Heard.
Heard. And, thank you. I'm pulling this up right now, but speaking of Juneteenth, I'm planning to be there's a Juneteenth Jubilee.
Yeah.
Joy is an act of resistance. Join us for a celebration of all Black lives. Friday, June 19th at 3 p.m. Are you going to be there?
I will be there. I'm volunteering. So I'll be handing out food, water, masks. Yeah.
Where is that going to be?
We're starting in Malcolm X Park, I believe.
Yes, 110 and Malcolm X. And I've been anticipating it since I heard about it. So I can't wait to see you. And we'll be wearing masks.
Yes.
And it will be safe and all that jazz. But it's really time. It is time for a change. And that's why I think this happening all during Pride is really, really important, because Pride is not just about mimosas and brunch and Fire Island. Those are things that, there's privileges that are great, that have been etched into our culture, and that's amazing. But ultimately, we have to be there for each other. We have to understand that it all started with a riot.
I want to share a quote that we shared on our Instagram page from Marsha P. Johnson. The quote is, "How many years does it take for people to see that we're all brothers and sisters and human beings in the human race?"
Mm.
So
yeah, literally Josh put it in the chat. Say it, say it.
Say it. Yes. Yes. Say it. But that's the whole movement, right? Is to hold ourselves accountable and to make sure that, something that I learned, with Broadway Advocacy Project, I didn't misname that, right? Broadway,
yeah. Coalition?
Broadway Advocacy Coalition was, on stage, I see diversity. And I see, and I see inclusion, but backstage, off stage, there's little to none. So, there's more work to be done. There's more work to be done. There's more work to be done. And I know that I'm going to be holding myself accountable and making sure that that I can contribute to that conversation, and I can make sure that I'm the change that I want to see.
Ditto.
And that's all we can ask for,
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth? Dimitri, you are the best.
Thank you.
So can you shout out your social media again, just as a reminder?
So my social media, my Instagram is right here at Dimitri Official. And then you can also follow us at Claim Our Space Now on Instagram.
And we're going to post it all on our social media after the show.
Dope. I love that. Okay. So I'll see you Sunday.
Tomorrow. 17th is tomorrow. Today is Thursday, Friday.
What day of the week is it? Who knows?
I'm dead.
Oh my God, Sandwich. Oh my gosh, did you just hear my dog?
Hi, Sandwich.
Thank you.
Sandwich is like, if I could be there, I would. Babe, can you take care of him for a sec? Because he's like freaking out.
Remy.
I don't know. Hi. Anyway, blooper reel. Dimitri, you're the absolute best, and I can't wait to see you tomorrow. And I can't wait to, there he is. I can't wait to get involved with Claim Our Space Now.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dimitri.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.